Dear God, thank you for how much you love us. Pray that we will see and know that love more and more every day. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. As most of you here know, probably not everybody, but probably most, I've spent the last 2 weeks on missions trips with the youth group from St. Mary's. The first week, I was with high school students in South Dakota on the Rosebud Lakota Reservation. And then last week, I was with middle school students in Lincoln County, West Virginia. Both of these trips were fantastic. They were a great joy, they were an adventure, and they were everything in between misery and total joy, usually all at the exact same time. That's one of the things that makes mission trips such a fascinating experience. You cram so much humanness and spirituality into one short period of time that you can't help but leave the trip changed, a little bit different than you were before you left. And both of these trips were no exception. For those on the trips who are here, I'm sure you will agree that on the trip, you covered every single emotion that is available to us as humans, or at least as a dude who doesn't do many feelings. I covered feelings that I didn't even know existed during these 2 weeks. You start with this sense of excitement, maybe a little bit of nervous excitement, and then you get there, and the excitement grows as you realize you're at the place where you're going to serve. And then you realize you got to wake up really early the next morning and do work. In West Virginia, in South Dakota, that meant doing work in 105 degree weather, knowing we were going to be outside for a lot of the day. It meant taking care of kids at the Vacation Bible School, knowing that they were going to want to go and run around full speed outside, even though it was 105 degrees and you had to do it. As the week goes on, you realize that you're running out of your own energy. You're running out of the strength that you thought that you had. That's when other emotions start surfacing. You start getting annoyed with the people who are around you. You start getting frustrated with the bed that you have to sleep on for the rest of the week. You start getting annoyed that the room begins to just smell terrible with people who are taking mostly showers, but showers that are too small to actually fully take care of the stink that the day has put on you. And then that passes, and you realize that you're out there for just a little bit of time, but somehow you're making a difference in the lives of people that you're serving. And you start feeling rightfully proud of the fact that you've given up this week of your summer to be able to serve other people. But then that emotion switches and you realize that it's you who is the one who is being blessed by this trip. And you begin to feel thankful for the people on the reservation or the people in Lincoln County who have let you into their lives for this week, who have opened up their doors and their hearts so that you get to participate in the kingdom of God. And then you go back to being tired and just ready to go home. You cover all of the emotions. But through it all, you get such an understanding. Maybe not understanding, but you get a door opened, a window opened, and you get to see so much more of God than you could ever imagine. Because you realize that the strength that you had to do this trip maybe started with you, but somehow along the week, it shifted to be the strength of the Spirit of God that's empowering you as you go along. You begin to realize how big the kingdom of God is, that people who look different than you, who talk differently than you, who maybe believe differently than you, are all part of this kingdom of God, and that we're all in this thing together, and that each of us has a role. That's what I am taking away from these two trips that I've just been on, is what it means to be the body of Christ and what it means to bring forward the kingdom of God, to bring it out into the world around us. I love the gospel this week, that it's Jesus giving what I think are confusing metaphors for what it means, or for what the kingdom of God is, and for what it means. And even just right now, when Wheezy was reading it, we get to the end, and he, after going through these five metaphors, he seems to look up and ask his disciples, "Do you understand this?" And my immediate reaction is, no, I have no idea what this means. What do you mean the kingdom of God is like yeast? What do you mean the kingdom of God is like a man buying a field? But the disciples answer yes. And then he goes on to give them another confusing metaphor. See, I think what the disciples got when that question was asked, and what we have the opportunity again and again in our faith, in our life in faith, to get, is that to understand spiritual things, we have two tools. We have metaphors and we have experiences. We get the metaphors that help us begin to shape and understand our experiences. But then we have the opportunity to do things that really translate these metaphors into real understanding in our own hearts. That's what makes a mission trip so exceptionally wonderful. And it's why I commend everybody to try to do something like that as often as they can. It doesn't have to be going to South Dakota. It doesn't have to be going to West Virginia with a car full of middle schoolers. Anything you do to be the body of Christ is something that gives you the opportunity to experience what it means to be the body of Christ. So for me, the metaphors that this gospel reading brings out is this. The kingdom of God is like the strength that I found after we got stranded in the Minneapolis airport on our way home from South Dakota. We were coming home. The two trips that I had were scheduled very close together. I was supposed to get home at 9:15 p.m. one Saturday night and leave 11:30 the next night. But instead, I spent 5 hours in the Minneapolis airport, got home at 2 in the morning, and still had to wake up at 7:30 the next day. And somehow, way outside of whatever my strength is, I woke up that Sunday morning joyful and excited and relatively well rested. The kingdom of God is like the smile that Jack and Ethan Snow had on their face all week last week, no matter how hard the work was that we were doing, no matter how miserable or unslept we were, the smiles that never left their face. The kingdom of heaven is like Jack Deutsch back here on the high school mission trip, always looking around to try to figure out what the next thing he could be doing to help was. Whether it was work in the sun, whether it was cleaning the kitchen, even when he wasn't asked, whatever it was, he was there trying to do it. The kingdom of heaven is like Ellie Blue Gherkin back there, who before the trip learned how to tie-dye t-shirts so that we could tie-dye t-shirts for the kids at the VBS in South Dakota. The kingdom of heaven is like her brother Zane Gherkin, who whatever we were doing in West Virginia, made sure that he was helping keep all of the other students in line and going forward, doing the nicest form of leadership that I've seen. The kingdom of heaven is like everyone that went on those trips and was willing to give up a week of their summer. It was Andy Hallett giving up a week of his vacation, giving up a week of vacation he could spend with his family to go and be part of the body of Christ and love the world through the body of Christ. And the kingdom of heaven is like every single person here and beyond who prayed for us or thought about us when we were gone. Whether you knew what to pray for or not, it doesn't matter, because as Paul said in the Romans passage that we read, the Spirit translates our prayers and thoughts for us into prayers before God. The kingdom of heaven is the fact that while there were 20 of us that were gone on these respective trips, it was all of us as a body, as a church, who were on these trips, because we're all in this together. We just got to be the hands and feet for these trips. And what a pleasure that was. What a pleasure and a joy it is to be a part of the kingdom of heaven, to be a part of the body of Christ. So thank you all. Thank you who are here, who went on the trips, for going and for being so wonderful. Thank you, parents, for sending your kids on this trip. And thank you, everybody here, for being as much a part of it as we were. Thanks.